You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. I'm your host, Henry Reese Sheridan. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Istanbul Bureau Chief Chris Lord tells us about the merits of that often quoted but just as often misattributed architectural style, Tropical Modernism.
Tropical Modernism just sounds alluring. It conjures up images of a bright white villa in a heat haze, gins on a verdant veranda, or the warm breeze through a living room laden with cane chairs. Because of all that, Tropical Modernism as a term gets a bit overused. But the real thing is actually harder to pin down. Tropical modernism was never really a movement, but rather a question. How do you build in the heat and the humidity of the tropics? Some of its roots are in a very untropical place. Maxwell Fry was one of the few modernist architects working in Britain in the 1930s, and he teamed up with Walter Gropius to design a few Bauhaus-looking treasures that can still be found around London. Fry was enlisted to design the new towns that were springing up around the UK in the aftermath of the Second World War, and was then sent to work in Britain's colonies in West Africa in the decade preceding independence. His collaborator was Jane Drew, a meticulous student of the natural environment, and together they analysed rainfall, humidity and wind in Ghana and Nigeria, as well as traditional building practices, to understand how modern architecture could respond to the environment. Louvered glass, which could be opened and angled to catch the wind or keep direct sunlight out, became a signature of their style. Today, the buildings Fry designed in Accra are a bit worse for wear. Some years ago, I was Monocle's Accra correspondent, and Nat Amatafio, the former mayor of the city and an architectural historian, showed me around Fry's children's library.
Not only here in Ghana, but also in Nigeria, we watched the archetypal colonial architects. The interesting thing is that he, in his way, rejected much of the vocabulary of colonial architecture and instituted in its place a very modernist outlook. This children's library opened in 1957, around the time of our independence. The walls are composed mainly of louvered glass windows. So it's always cool in here. There's always plenty of light. It's just about the best building that could ever be designed for young children with their short attention span and their need for movement.
Fry and Drew created a manual for building in the tropics, Tropical Architecture in the Humid Zones, which was published in 1956. That same year, a young Sri Lankan architect named Geoffrey Bower was completing his training at the Architectural Association in London. When Bower graduated, he returned to Colombo, and his early buildings tapped into Fry-style tropical modernism. But later, his signature innovation was a resurrection of the courtyard, more a feature of the traditional Sri Lankan home. Under British colonial rule, urban planners eschewed the traditional Sinhalese courtyard houses in favour of squat, enclosed bungalows. Bower bought a row of six of these bungalows in Colombo and set about transforming them into a laboratory for his ideas, creating a warren of courtyards that invited the tropical landscape of Sri Lanka inside the house. In 1960, he designed a house for Ina da Silva in Colombo, which emphasised the building's voids as much as its solid parts. It was about opening the house up from the inside, what Bower called looking life in Sri Lanka squarely in the face, at the rain, at the termites, at the social needs of the time.
I remember this very important comment that for me was, you know, a sort of seminal comment, and he says there's too much architecture between me and the view.
Bijoy Jain is an Indian architect who briefly knew Bower and is the founder of Studio Mumbai.
In the sense that when he stood in the porch, you actually left the architecture behind. You were still present and on it, but what you experienced was more a landscape. And for me, that was a very poignant sort of learning, which, you know, I've kept very close to me, that relationship of architecture and landscape, and how one, I wouldn't say necessarily dominates the other, but how one, you know, both can be cohesive and instrumental in the way that you understand each other. You know, when you're talking about tropical modernism, there's a sort of romantic idea of that from, you know, what I sense. Because living in the tropics can be quite daunting. You know, our relationship to the ground or to the surface. I know living in Alibag, you know, 4 or 5 times of the year at least, we, you know, come across a cobra or a Russell's viper, scorpions, there's insects, there's all of that that one has to consider also when you're thinking about, you know, the tropics. And for me, I think it's this idea of the plinth and creating sort of a ground which is slightly higher than the existing ground. You know, all of these were sort of very key elements, you know, in a response to living in the tropics. So for me, the interest really lies with this idea. And what the courtyard did was it created an enclosure, which in a very passive way enabled elements that you did not want in the spaces that you inhabited. So it sort of created some kind of, how do I say, a threshold that retained nature as well as what was inside the courtyard.
So tropical modernism, as it was manifest in West Africa and Sri Lanka, was a response to the environment. Simply, how do you live in the heat? In both cases, it was an architectural moment that came just as nations were emerging from colonisation and became as much about looking back to innovations of the past as a forward-looking modernism.
A very special thanks to our very own Chris Lord there for that report on tropical modernism. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening and goodbye.